Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yeah. We just had something happen at the end of the regular old morning show that I think we should investigate a little more. We were talking about things that are tourist attractions in your hometown that people should just skip because they're not worth it. And somebody said that their town has the world's largest concrete legs. Yeah. And then Riggins found it online. There's a video of it. But it just looks like a pair of wide open legs with a garter on it. It looks vulgar. Like, yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, vulgar and not just a tourist attraction, because it looks like a woman with her legs spread.
Yeah,
it looks very vulgar.
Is that the guy that created it?
No,
or he's just a podcaster or something.
Yeah.
And if they are concrete, they need to be pressure washed.
Yeah, they look wooden.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's like rust or something.
Yeah, maybe. They need to be pressure washed. So, does it say? I mean, that has to be on somebody's private property or something, right? Oh, that's, yeah, not a tourist thing for the, you know. It's got an ankle bracelet on it. Yeah, and the whole thing.
It's facing, yeah, houses, so it's as if a woman were laying on her back with her legs spread.
Yeah, and then they've planted shrubs in the, yeah, middle.
It's trash.
Yeah. So yeah, and then there are shoes. High heels across the street that I guess are supposed to go on the,
yeah, it's, that's crazy.
With the heels, it makes you think of something even more sinister, yeah, than just an odd sculpture. Mm.
But the sculpture of the giant legs spread open with shrubbery planted between them,
right?
And then a garter on one and an anklet on the other. I mean, something like you would see outside of a strip club.
Absolutely. You know? But that's somebody who had that idea for years. They're like, one day, and I'm going to build this.
I wonder how much concrete it took.
I don't know.
To make that.
I have no idea. How do you even mold something like that?
It's ridiculous when you really see trash. What it is, though. It's like, oh,
yeah,
it's
trash. I got to figure out, like, I got to do a deep dive on, like, this guy that made them, why he made them.
And where is it? Hendersonville?
In Hendersonville, yeah.
North Carolina?
Yeah. Which is great, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's beautiful. But then you roll down the street and you see, like, this very vulgar leg spread right on the side of the road.
Yeah, I would like to maybe, if I'm in that area, go by and see it, but I don't know. What does the neighborhood look like? Is it safe looking? I know what it looks like, but I mean, it looks like it's country folk.
It's rural.
Yeah,
it's rural.
All right,
it's a giant ode to Marilyn Monroe, created by backhoe operator Ricky Pierce.
Mm.
So the legs came first, the high heels came after that. So he was a sculptor / backhoe operator.
But it does say the work of art stands at a height of 17 feet and depicts legs of a lady spread in a missionary position on one side of the street, and her shoes are on the other side. The sculpture is also known as reminiscing, which you can see written if you walk beneath an arch as you make your way around the legs.
I can't stop thinking about Marilyn Monroe.
Was there ever a famous picture of Marilyn Monroe with her legs spread like that?
No idea.
Think so. It says it was the movie. Just 7 year itch.
Come on, kids.
Yeah,
Daddy's gonna carry you to see the world's biggest concrete legs.
Hey, I'm reading some comments now. I grew up in Henderson. And these legs make me laugh every time I see them. You gotta love a good sense of humor these days, and this guy has it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? I was thinking of Hendersonville. That's beautiful. This is Henderson. Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know shit about Henderson. It could be a dump for all I know.
Where is that even?
She said it was near the Virginia line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. The Virginia line.
They start the casting, which the legs dug out. The original inspiration for the legs was Marilyn Monroe. The gold rod, I think they mean wrought.
Wrought.
The gold rod iron entrance is where they wrote. But the gold rod iron entrance is a reference to the old colloquial saying of she must have a gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Under the letter N, a subtle, stylized, anatomically correct item can be seen. Like,
yeah, this is
not anatomically correct.
Is that a sense of humor or is that just being trashy?
And this, for comedic purposes, if you're going to use that phrase, it's funnier to say she must have a laced in gold.
Yeah.
That's a funnier way to say it. So not that I would go around saying that, but it's just, you know, turn a comedic phrase.
Yeah, you wouldn't say they have a golden blank. That says, doesn't make a lot of sense.
According to local news reports, the legs aren't exactly loved by all his neighbors. Well, yeah, because there are houses right across the street with these legs gapped open, staring at them all the time.
Hey, I didn't sign no damn HOA.
Yeah.
I don't know, but if you look throughout history, art, there's been a lot of nudity in art, and maybe some would consider it vulgar, but this does seem...
You know, all the way down, again, keep pointing out the shrubbery planted betwixt the legs.
Made of concrete.
Hey, just like Marilyn, man. Just like Marilyn.
Yeah, guys that are obsessed with Marilyn Monroe, it's like, what is going on, man?
I don't get it. I mean, she was pretty and all, but... Is it weirder, the guys that are obsessed with Marilyn Monroe or Betty Boop?
Betty Boop. Because that's that's a cartoon star. Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, you can watch movies and
You're telling me there's guys obsessed with Betty Boop?
Yes.
I think so.
You didn't know that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, these legs aren't even in the damn city limits of Henderson.
Well, hell,
I wonder
no.
if they could be. They can't be.
I wonder if they could be. There's no way those legs are the city limits of Henderson.
What is the population of Henderson?
15,000.
Okay, well,
that's larger than I thought.
That's twice the size of my hometown.
Uh-huh. Nothing.
Just sporting such places as Henderson Mexican.
So Henderson Mexican. That's a restaurant.
Yes.
What do we call it?
And not just the description of a citizen. Hey, look here. Here's our Henderson Mexican. Say hey.
What are we going to call this place?
I have a name.
Let's don't overthink it. It's a Mexican restaurant in Henderson, so we'll just call it Henderson Mexican.
Yeah, y'all know the Mexican from Henderson. You know the Henderson Mexican.
So how big is it? 15,000?
Yeah, 15,000.
Okay, that's almost exact. My hometown, Pineville, is 16,000.
Oh, God.
I can't imagine driving by, you know, Keys Park in Pineville there and they're seeing the old legs gapped open. There's...
Somebody left a review on Google and said, I found the giant legs to be very creepy. From the sign that says reminiscing to the ankle bracelet and the garter and the bushes between the legs and the mobile home immediately adjacent. I felt like I was trespassing just by taking pictures. But the giant heels across the street were a nice touch. 2 stars.
But he was offended by the legs?
I guess so. But I guess they were just rolling through.
Yeah.
And they found, like, what the hell is this? And it turns out a lot of people have left reviews of it. The giant legs of Henderson.
Now you go out of your way to get to these legs. I'm looking at where it's at. So they went there on purpose.
But why would you say it's offensive and then at the same time compliment something that was made to go with them? Wouldn't you think the whole project is offensive if one part of it is?
Yeah, I don't know. If you just saw the shoes, you'd be like, hey, there's a big pair of shoes made of concrete. That's interesting.
Take my picture.
If you just saw the shoes, I see where you can stop and go, wait, what the hell's going on? Let me look back and see what this is about.
You know what's really bothering me, though? Hmm. How in need of pressure washing they are.
Yeah. They really are. Yeah,
I mean, you're damn. Right. It couldn't cost that much. And they put that the artist is a backhoe operator. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with being able to pour concrete.
Not at all. Sounds like that's his profession. Yeah. It's like on the side, he built this open leg scene. Mm.
One of the reviews is, there's a bush in the middle. God bless America.
Wonder what his church family thinks about that.
Oh, heavens.
I think there's a church right near them, too.
Do you think he lives in the mobile home right there?
I would imagine. Well,
they say his neighbors are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
know, whatever, so he lives somewhere close.
Yeah, the Welcome Chapel Baptist Church is just right down the road.
So aww, people got to drive by that to go to church.
That's worth a capital campaign to move the church. I think.
Yeah.
Let's get that started. We don't want to be around.
Yeah,
that.
You don't.
How far is that from here?
Taking the kids to Sunday school, going right past that. Henderson?
I think we took a road trip to see this.
Just the legs? Going straight to the legs is 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Damn. 3 hours?
Yeah. Well, I would be more interested in eating with the Henderson Mexican.
Yeah, for sure. We've heard all about you.
forget them legs. I want to go see the famous Henderson Mexican.
We can go to damn McGregor Hall, see a play.
Oh, really? Oh. They have a playhouse.
I'm just assuming it's well, a theater. Let me look what's playing at McGregor.
That could be a VFW hall.
Tonight we're taking in the theater, the show at the theater.
Inside the actor's studio in Henderson. What is your favorite cuss word?
Oh, it is a play.
Yeah,
I mean, it's SpongeBob good. Musical.
Hell yeah, with local people.
I guess.
You mean SpongeBob himself ain't going in there? I mean, that'd be good though. You know,
doing the Crucible,
get the townsfolk out there putting on shows, and you know
SpongeBob
what?
SpongeBob the Musical.
In doing the Small Town Adventures thing, a lot of these little towns around here have playhouses and stuff really? Where they do live theater or local bands will come in, just set up on a stage in an auditorium and play. You know those pictures I see? I don't know. Remember where we were, Riggins. It was one of the most recent Small Town Adventures. We were in a little theater like that. And
Wilkesboro.
Was it Wilkesboro? Something North like that. Wilkesboro? Maybe. I don't know.
Winkenton.
But it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I bet they have some good talent come through there.
Sure.
And I bet they don't. And other times, you know, they take the good with the bad. So, I mean, hell, who wouldn't want to go see SpongeBob the Musical put on by the town folk? I bet that's good.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.